This is Invest Talk, above average investing for the average investor. Invest Talk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. And now, here's KPP President, Money Manager, Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody. And today is Thursday, October 2nd, 2014, the Halloween month. I always like Halloween. Halloween always makes me think of cooler weather.
You like cooler weather?
That's Justin. Justin Klein's with me today. I do like cooler weather. I don't like the heat that we're having right now. I do not like it. This is our one-hour session about protecting and growing your money. You know, there's not just growing your money that everybody focuses on. There's also protection of your money. So this show is about both those things. And our first priority is always answering your questions. And you can get your questions or comments to us at 888-99-CHART via Twitter at InvestTalk. That's with two D's. That's our Twitter ID. Or you can get a note directly by clicking on Contact Steve or Contact Justin on our website at InvestTalk.com. You can ask us direct. We're just a couple of days away from our Saturday Morning Wealth Conference workshop, everybody. We're going to cover a lot of ground. Justin and I went over it this morning, and it's packed full of information. It's going to be 3 hours at the Hyatt House in San Jose. Our goal is to help you build a solid base of understanding of how to achieve your goals in retirement, how to understand that you have achieved them or haven't. We're going to show you some practical methods of understanding that you're there or you're on the right path or that you're way off the path. At the same time, later on in the conference, we're also going to show you how do you find those bonds and stocks and other equities, ETFs, that match. How do you find them that match your risk tolerance? How do you find them? Where do you look for them? How do you judge the risk involved? I think it's going to be pretty interesting. I really do. We're going to talk about wills, trust, life insurance, 529, Coverdell. There's going to be a lot of information we're covering. I don't know if we're going to get to it all, Justin.
We'll make it happen.
Because we have a flight out of in the afternoon. We got to get through all this stuff. It's 3 hours, everybody. 9 hours. 3 hours.
I don't think we'll make that flight if it's 9 hours.
Okay. And, you know, we will try to cover all these things in a very understandable, forthright presentation. And this is packed with information. It's not a selling. We're not going to sell you anything. We're just going to tell you.
And show you. You know, in a lot of ways, it's of how you can address a lot of these situations. And, you know, getting your financial house in order has more to do with just the investment side. You know, there are other things that you need to worry about and think about and take care of to make sure your whole house is in order. And if you ignore any of them, you are opening yourself up to potential problems. And we're going to go over the whole full checklist, right? It's really a checklist to make sure that you have every one of those boxes checked.
And as a kind of preview for this Saturday's workshop, we're going to talk to Mark Powell today, a specialist in estate planning, trusts, and probate law. Now you might think of estate planning as a less than sexy topic, but you know it's important. It truly connects every aspect of your life. Preparing yourself for retirement and your old age, you need to understand and protect yourself. Think about your parents or your grandparents as they get older, and as they get to a point where they need to have help just making certain decisions. Well, Mark is going to join us later and help us talk about those kinds of things. What is a trust? Do you need one? We'll ask him that question.
And I think it's one of those things that if you don't feel like you need it until all of a sudden, boom, you need it.
Yeah.
You know, whether your car accident or somebody passes away or whatever, you need to have that in place so that you're not dealing with probate, which, probate is hard.
My two parents died and my brother died here at the house. Mm-hmm. And I was in charge of all their end-of-life situation. In other words, paying our bills and health care. And I'm telling you, you need authority because it gets real messy when you don't have that authority.
And they already had that in place,
yeah.
right?
Well, I made sure they did.
Yeah. But what do you think would have happened if they didn't?
If they didn't, there are so many things. I don't know how do we address them. We'd have to go to court.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about health issues that are immediate.
Yeah. And I think the last thing anybody wants to do is be stuck in court.
So, anyway, Mark Powell is going to be here, and he's going to help you answer some of those questions about trust. I think it's really, really important. So, anyways. And we're going to go over that same area Saturday morning, and briefly we're going to talk about those same kinds of things. It's just one of the areas we're going to talk about. Anyways, you can talk to us live right now, 4 to 5 Pacific time on Invest Talk, or in between times, just leave your question. Here's our first question of the day from our 24-hour listener line, 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Chris from Washington, D.C. I'm calling to ask a question. I was curious about what's the difference between investing an inverse fund versus doing a short sale, buying short. Just curious what the difference risk factors are and whether you would invest in a short sale at a different time that you would invest in an inverse fund. Maybe you can clear some of that up. I appreciate it.
Sure, that's a good question. There are two separate things here trying to accomplish the same thing in when something goes down in value, okay? That's the important part. When something goes down in value, both those things could make money.
Yeah, you want to be able to profit during a down market or a downturn in a particular asset class.
So he's talking about an inverse fund, and he's talking about a short sale, selling something short.
And 20 years ago, there really wasn't anything like an inverse fund. No such thing as an inverse fund.
Nope.
You know, there were the just ETFs were just starting to come out. You know, SPY was the most common, and it still is. But it wasn't, no short funds were available. And now they're all over the place.
So a short sale is generally associated with a particular stock. You're selling that stock short. You think that particular company is going to go down in price, and you want to profit. Now, I won't go into explaining how that works, but remember, he just wants to know the difference between the two. So one is a particular stock or equity you want to short because you think it's going to go down.
Yeah, and most every short ETF that's out there, short inverse fund, is on an index. I mean, you're shorting a particular index, whether it's the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, the NASDAQ, the Dow. You know, there's ones on foreign indexes, emerging markets, and there's leverage. Some are leveraged, some are not leveraged. So there's a lot out there, and they're usually tied to a particular index. Now, you can still short a particular index. So you could go short the SPY, the S&P 500 ETF. You could do that as well. And the big the difference is, you know, you're paying short interest when you short a stock usually. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit different. But then there's some tracking error issues with short funds as well. So there is some slight differences, but I think it depends on which fund. But like you said, when you're shorting when you're shorting individual names, that's much different. There's a lot different type of risk than the inverse funds that are out there in the marketplace today.
888-99-CHART. Well, who needs a will? How much can you gift your children without a tax impact? Should you have a revocable living trust or irrevocable living trust? What's the difference? An estate planning fact check is our main talking point today, and it has 10 questions, and I took them today, and I got 10 out of 10. Just letting you know, I'm patting myself on the back.
I'll pat you on the back for
well,
you.
Well, I have to if no one else will.
Well, if so, like you said earlier, you've dealt with a lot of these issues, so you have some experience.
I was familiar with many of these because I had family situations that kind of forced me to learn some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So you might want to go there and take that little test on our website. It's just a click on the article today, and it is a list of 10 questions, and it's multiple choice. So, but first, let's talk about what the market did. It was kind of interesting. We've had a down market for a couple of weeks now, right? I mean, everybody's seen it. And if you're talking about the Russell 2000, you're talking about months, not weeks.
Yeah, we're in official correction on the Russell 2000.
Yes.
10%.
Yes. Is it down 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's down below last year's high. Remember last year's high? Well, it's down below it.
Yeah. And we briefly touched today the lows of the year on the Russell 2000. Now, we rallied through the afternoon, and you know, actually the Russell 2000 ended up. But if you look at the chart, we actually touched the lowest levels of the year.
And that's the small cap stocks. Mm-hmm. on the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and the Dow, they're pretty much flat today. I mean, it was so flat that it doesn't even, hardly matter even tell you what the numbers are. I mean, we're talking flat. But they were down much more earlier in the day and kind of worked their way back.
Kind of came back, exactly.
Now, why is that? What? Maybe we are oversold.
We were definitely oversold. So you can get some bounces in an oversold situation. It's just a matter of how strong is that bounce. You know, we had a pretty bad July on the markets, but we bounced pretty nicely in September, right?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, in August. In August. And then September was kind of flat to down. And actually, overall, yeah, it was a down September. And now we start off the month of October flat, pretty much. So it's just a matter of, is that bounce going to be similar to August, or is it going to be kind of a meager, what you call a dead cat bounce?
Yeah, we don't know. No one knows. You know, I hope you've gotten by this time listening to our show. We don't know. We don't have predictions. There's no crystal ball. No one knows. Everybody has an opinion, but no one really knows. You can give different, we do this at our conferences, give you different factors to look at and look at a lot more than just one factor to try to help you decide, well, are we moving into a correction or is this a bear market? Is the economy rolling over? Here's all these signals that you can look at.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking for that holy grail of, oh, if I just look at this, then I know exactly what's going to happen. There's no such thing as one factor that can tell you where the market's going or whether you should be long or short or neutral or whatever. It's always a multitude of factors, and that's why you have the tools to figure out what those factors are saying and also the knowledge and experience to seek them out as well.
Now, as you know, there's a new way to get in touch with us, get in on the conversation. And in fact, we have a Twitter question that we're going to go over this hour. But, you know, we also have a Twitter poll, and here's a question for this week. Do you have a living trust, or do you feel you need one? We'd love to read your answers on the program. Send it via Twitter now at InvestTalk, and at InvestTalk. That's InvestTalk with two T's, by the way. You can get your question to us anytime you want, and you can do it the old-fashioned way, as we've said many times, at calling us at 888-99-CHART.
Listening to Invest Talk with portfolio manager Steve Peasley. Is there a question you've been saving up? Maybe now's the time to ask. Steve is here for you. 888-99-CHART.
888-99-CHART. 888-992-4278. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about, of course, trust, but I also want to talk about the jobs report that's coming out tomorrow. And I want to talk about, you know, in the sense of what has it been like all this year. What was August numbers, and what's the expectations for tomorrow? Because the market expects certain things. So what is it expecting it to be, and what kind of reaction? It'd be kind of fun to see if we can guess, because that's what it is, what kind of reaction the market will have on the various types of numbers that can come in. And I want to talk about the strong dollar and how the strong dollar will help the rest of the world's economies, especially Europe. How is it going to help Europe? How is our strong dollar going to help Europe? And if it helps Europe, does that mean it's going to hurt us? What do you think? And finally, have you seen the most recent vacancy rate for apartments? I think we've seen the peak on our apartment REITs. I think we've seen the peak because, and I'm going to go over why I say that. That's what we're going to talk about today. Of course, I want to talk about what's on your mind. What's on your mind is a lot more important than what we want to talk about, so give us a call. Do you know there are two easy ways to give gifts tax-free? Did you know that? And reduce your estate tax? We're going to talk about that when we visit with Mark Powell, an adjunct professor at the Chapman University School of Law. Coming up next, half hour. In the next half hour, we're easy to reach, 888-99-CHART.
Thanks again for subscribing to our podcast. Coming up on the next InvestTalk,
This popular investment tool enables investors to employ some sophisticated allocation strategies, but often at a price. ETF portfolios require caution. That's our talking point for Friday, October 3rd, and we hope you'll listen to that podcast. If you're in Northern California, you can sign up for our Saturday Morning Wealth Workshop at the San Jose Hyatt House on October 4th, this coming Saturday. You can find out more about it and register if you'd like on investtalk.com. Coming up this hour on Invest Talk, Steve and Justin will be speaking with Mark Powell, a certified specialist in estate planning. How do you avoid an extra tax bite? And who needs a living trust? That's coming up in the next half hour. 888-99-CHART is how to reach Steve right now.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to BJ in Fremont. How you doing, BJ? You want to talk about a living trust?
Yeah, there's a question on that. I was wondering if we have a property or a house, and if we want to put it in the living trust, what are the implications of that? How does the mortgage company, will they object? Will there be a problem changing the title
no.
or things like that?
No, you will not have it being a problem. If you have a trust and you put all your assets in the name of that trust, as long as you are the trustee, and you live in the house, you won't have any problems with the mortgage company. They don't have any say, actually. So you won't have any trouble. I have my house under my trust name, and I refinanced it. I've done things and never had it, never brought up. You got to show them the trust, but there was never an issue with getting a refinance or anything like that. Okay, thanks for the call, BJ. Appreciate that. 888 number 99 chart. Jobs report comes out tomorrow for September, and the expectation is for it be about 220,000 jobs. And if you remember right, for August we had 142,000. The expectation is for that number to be revised up. That's what all the experts are saying, because we had pretty low unemployment claims for the month, and they're going to just go back and revise that. So the market is expecting to get 220,000 new jobs for September, and 142,000 in August are going to be revised up. From January to July, the average job growth has been 226,000. So the market is expecting it to revert to about normal, about amount of jobs. Now, what happens if there's a lot more? What happens if there are a lot less? Now, the market doesn't deal well with surprises, okay? No. It does not want to be surprised. So if there is a surprise, you know, if we don't get 220,000 and they don't revise, you know, it's lower than that, and they don't revise August up very much, I don't think the market's going to like that at all. On the other hand, what if we get 250,000 or 300,000? The market may not like that either. And why do I say that, Justin?
Because there's no QE, but the market expects no QE. Or maybe they expect rates to rise
sooner.
Exactly.
That's what I think. If their job report is too good, the market may say, hey, that means the Fed's going to raise rates sooner. And then the market is not going to like that either. So, I mean, it's almost like a Goldilocks. It's got to come in right where they kind of want it to come in. And they will also be looking at wage growth. Our wage growth since the end of the recession has been about 2% per year. 2% pretty consistently. That is below the average recovery from a recession, which is about 3% per year. So they're going to be looking at that. And why would that be important? Because we're all looking for inflation. Is there any inflation pressures anywhere? So far, we see none. We see more deflationary pressure than inflationary pressure. So I'm just saying that tomorrow's job report is going to be awful interesting. Of course, it is every month I find it interesting, but I'm that's me. 888-99-CHART. Let's talk to Bobby in Atlanta. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, Steve. Good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call.
What's your take on Owens, Illinois? The ticker symbol is O as in orange, I as in India.
Okay, they're out of Ohio. Manufactures glass containers for the food and beverage and pharmaceutical markets. So it's a very an industrial type company. It's pretty big, $4.2 billion company. Does about $1.5 to $1.8 billion a quarter. So from a price to sales ratio, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and this is a pretty for the industry, it's a pretty big company. They have the largest share of the European, North American, Australian, and the Brazilian glass packaging market.
So it's big.
Yeah, so
it's an industry.
Very big, yeah.
Now, you know, for a $4.2 billion company is a mid-size company.
So it's not large of a company.
Right, but it is in its industry. It's So the growth is negligible. It's growing 1-2% in the last 4 or 5 quarters. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about sales. Earnings this year will be up 3%. They're expecting the earnings jump 15% next year, but not necessarily growth. So it's only a 10 PE, but it probably, BJ, it probably deserves a fairly low PE. Don't think it should trade much higher than that. It shouldn't. Looking at a chart, it looks like it's weakened. Are we finding support?
Yeah, it's come down a lot. It's come down from about $36 a share at really the very end of last year, and it's been going down pretty much the whole year, ever since the first day of the year. And now it's down on the year about, what would that be?
36 to 25?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking 30% or so.
So you're looking for an opportunity, Bobby, obviously, seeing if, is it cheap enough for me to get in, right?
That's right.
I would be patient here. Wait till it bounces. Wait till it goes sideways and bounces for you.
Yeah, it's definitely oversold. So it looks actually poised to me to actually rebound in the short term. But technically, it just this has been a terrible move, a bad move in the name over the past 3 months, and I would be careful with it in the medium term.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. A quick check of my checkup schedule. I will be in San Jose on October 22nd. If you'd like to schedule a one-hour individual retirement meeting with me, well, I'll be there. I do a limited number of these. Just go to investtalk.com and click on make an appointment. I think it's an hour well spent.
You're listening to Invest Talk with portfolio manager Steve Peasley. Is there a question you've been saving up? Maybe now's the time to ask. Steve is here for you. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Give us a call. We'd love to talk about what's on your mind, at least as long as it's financial. Estate planning might not be your favorite topic. So much of it has to do with coming to grips with your mortality, your end of life. No one wants to think about that. But really, there are really some good reasons to tackle this issue and do it sooner than later. Online with us now is someone that can help us with that and maybe even help us with some of the costs involved. You know, doesn't have to be cost prohibitive. People think it's going to cost them a lot of money. Not necessarily. Mark Powell is the founder of PracticalPlans.com, which provides high-quality estate plans for California families at a cost much lower than traditional law firms. Mark is certified as a specialist in estate planning, trust, and probate law by the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specializations. He is an adjunct professor at the Chapman University School of Law and was named as one of the top 100 estate planning attorneys of America by Worth Magazine. And thank you for being with us here, Mark.
Glad to.
Okay, let's start off with a basic question.
Who needs an estate plan?
Why?
Well, in California, sort of the rule, my rule of thumb is if you own a piece of property or if you have young kids, anybody under 18, then you need to do an estate plan because the default system and the default rules California have are surprising and usually not very pleasant.
Yeah, I know that for myself. I have 40 nieces and nephews, and in various people's estate planning, I get many of those kids to raise.
Right.
I'm not looking forward to that, mind you.
Well, you better hope nothing tragic happens.
Exactly. So that's one of a very good reason to have one.
Yeah. Now, what are some elements in a good estate plan, and what is the typical cost? And then, how much does a basic estate plan cost with Practical Plans?
Sure. you know, the elements of the plan, you always want to start with making sure that you plan for yourself, so that if there's ever a period of incapacity, you've got somebody lined up to pay your bills and to make sure all of your financial assets get managed the way they should, and also someone to make sure that your health care is right and that your treatment options are clear. So you want to start with power of attorney for assets and an advanced health care directive. And then I think you want to move to looking to other people and planning for them. And because the California system is really unpleasant, most people go straight to a trust and do a trust. Through law firms, you're probably going to spend $2,500, $3,500 to do a whole package of documents. At Practical Plans, we've used the technology to narrow down the questions, and we can get a good plan done for about $995 instead.
So it's a more of a simplified trust.
Yeah, it is, exactly. There's not any tax planning in it. It really doesn't work for people who have separate property or kids that they're trying to treat differently from different relationships. But, we designed it for families, and the Bell plan basically says, if I'm married and something happens to me, take care of my spouse. And if something happens to my spouse, take care of our kids. And it's a pretty straightforward plan.
So when you're talking about a trust and you're talking about putting it together, should you, if your husband and wife, say you have husband and wife children, should you talk to more than just between the husband and wife and talk to other family members? Because, if you're picking a trustee or, if you're saying you have a durable power of attorney over the health cost or medical treatment, you need to have people agree to be to do that for you.
It's absolutely true. It's the single most important decision that you'll make in this whole process is who do you trust to perform these different jobs. And so you've got to talk to them. And sometimes you'll be surprised that the person you thought was the right person really isn't. Mm-hmm. Because once they know the job and they understand what you might want to have happen, you can see there's a discomfort or sense it. And so you keep talking until you find someone.
I have personal experience with them. I had both my parents passed away, and then my younger brother did, and I was I had the authority over their all three had lingering deaths. My mom's heart problems, my dad's cancer, and my younger brother had scleroderma, and they all died from that, and I had to take over. So I know how important those things are.
And I said earlier about how, a will and a trust is something that most people don't realize they need until all of a sudden they do need it, and when that happens, there are a lot of issues. So what happens, what are some typical problems that arise if somebody doesn't have a will or a trust?
Well, the biggest problem is, let's say, we'll just take an example. If somebody tries to step in and take care of my assets or make decisions for my kids, people aren't going to listen to them. That's the hardest part is, you call up a credit card company and say, hey, I'm trying to pay the bills for, for Mark, and I need you to send me the bill here, and the credit card company's going to say, forget it.
Yeah.
Or you talk to a retirement plan administrator because there's some election that needs to be made by the end of the year. Without the right set of documents, the plan administrators aren't going to talk to you.
Yeah. I have had that issue. you have to prove that you're who you are. You have the authority. You have to prove it.
Yeah, right.
Now, a lot of people, I think, believe that they might not need a trust. So I think one of the big questions is, who needs a trust, and is there a net worth threshold, between a trust and maybe just getting a standard will?
Yeah. There's one way that I think about it. It's not so much a net worth of how much assets do you have. It's more a question of what's the right way and the right type of cost to plan for those assets. So let's just say if you've got a $500,000 house and you live in California and you die without an estate plan, the cost for getting that property transferred to whoever is going to be your beneficiary is probably in the neighborhood of $26,000 when you figure the tax, the court costs and the attorney's fees and the executor's fees. By contrast, if you can do a plan, an estate plan, or especially one that's a trust-based estate plan for $995, it just is a way better way to spend your money. you know, to make sure that you get it done up front. I always think if you've got a piece of property, you should have a trust. If you've got young kids, you should have a trust, because those are two times when you really don't want to deal with the default system. You don't want to go to a court and have that a judge make decisions.
Yeah, and I think it's important, the end of the life, maybe you don't need a trust, but you certainly need power of attorney, of medical and financial, toward people who, as you get older and older, you know, can't make those decisions for themselves. So,
absolutely.
I had a question that's not on the list of questions that we have written down here for ourselves, that I just thought of. What happens in a divorce? You have a trust. You have a trust, and you're a married couple, and now you have a divorce. How does that trust get changed or dissolved? Can one party dissolve it?
It's a great question, and the answer is a very lawyerly answer. It kind of depends. If you get divorced and your marriage is dissolved by the court, then any gift you've made in a will or a trust to a former spouse is automatically revoked by state law. So it happens just by the fact that you got divorced. But if you don't go all the way and really get your marriage dissolved, if you just separate, or if you even go to the court and just have a legal separation, none of it is revoked. You've got to actually dissolve that marital status through a court proceeding.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. So we are going to have a link put in our website, two practical plans, everybody.
And for our clients, their practical plans being very gracious, and they're knocking $100 off for any of our clients. So any of our clients listening out there that want to set up a trust, think they need one, you know, give us a call. We'll send that over to you, and we'll make that happen.
Yeah, remember, this is web-based. So, you know, it's you just go in and answer the questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know, the attorney will look at it after you've answered the question. The law firm gets to look at it and decide, you know, if there's any issues, they'll pick up the phone and talk to you. So
Mark, if somebody goes on to Practical Plans and fills out, you know, the paperwork and answers all the questions and they qualify, you know, their situation's not too complex, you know, how long does it take from going to the website to where they actually have a will or trust in place that is effective if, you know, something happens?
Sure. Our goal is when somebody gives us a plan through the website, 72 hours later, they'll have the documents back and ready for them to sign and notarize. So you can do your estate plan on Monday through the website, and you should have the documents all in your hands and ready to sign by Friday.
And then you will help them, you know, because they got to change, you know, put the house under the trust name and all the other assets they have under the trust name. You know, that's a process that has to be done afterwards.
Right. Our 995 includes the deed and the change of ownership report and the recording fees for one piece of property.
Perfect.
So
okay.
You create your trust and you tell us about that piece of property. Once you sign your trust, we will do the deed, send the deeds to you, get it back, and get it recorded, and so your property's done. Other accounts, bank accounts, things like that, we just tell you exactly what you need to tell the bank so they can re-register your account.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. The only hard part is that property. So you'll help them with one transfer.
Yeah, and if you've got more properties, we'll do it. It ends up costing about $150 for each additional property.
Okay.
So as long as it's in California, we'll do it.
Yeah, that's still very reasonable. So go to practicalplans.com, and within the next day or two, we're going to have a link on our website. So you can come to our website and click on Practical Plans, and you can start that process, everybody. Mark, I really appreciate you being with us today.
And Mark, are you going to be at the Chapman homecoming next week? Because I don't know if you know this, but I'm an alumni of Chapman.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to be at homecoming next week, so I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but I will be there.
It's a busy time. It's probably a lot of people, but we'll have to look for each other.
Absolutely.
That
would
be impossible. Mark, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. So everybody, you know, think about it. It's not that expensive, and if you've been putting it off, well, now's the time, you know, you get a good, reasonable price to do it.
I think that's an interesting stat that, you know, if you have a house that's $500,000, which, you know, in California, that's an average house.
Yeah.
That's almost everybody that probably owns a home here.
Yeah, that, you know, maybe on the low side.
Yeah, so just think about, you know, you may be gone, but what about your family members? You know, you're gonna give them a lot of headaches, and you're gonna cost them $26,000
on average. Yeah, when you can spend $1,000.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. So it's just really a no-brainer, and you know, this is one of the things that we're going to talk about at the conference coming up on Saturday.
And just so you know, Klein Pappas and Pisa, we don't get anything for this.
Yeah,
we're not splitting fees or anything this. This is just
our goal is always to help our clients get to the right financial situation that they need to be. And this is, like we said, part of the process. And if you don't have this in place, then you're giving yourself and your family members a lot of risk.
Yeah. So just think about it. Think about it and do something about it if you feel that you need it. Whether you want to talk about estate planning or not, if you want to talk about something else, money matter related, we're here for you. Our number is always the same, 888-99-CHART. You can reach us right now.
It's really a challenge to determine your true tolerance for risk. Here's a tool that can help. Try our free Risk Analyzer. It can tell you a lot about yourself and how you match up with your retirement portfolio. Try it out. It just takes about 3 minutes. It's there for you on investtalk.com.
Yes, my name is Jared. I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia. I listen online. My question is, you guys are always talking about there's a price range that a certain stock should be trading between. It should be trading, say, fictionally between $30, $35, and it's trading at, say, $34 right now. I was just curious, how do you guys come up with the price range that it should be trading in? All right, thanks.
That's not really a hard question. It's pretty simplistic as we look at the information on our board. And remember, you've heard me say this before. The five-year PE average is between here and here.
That's not what he's talking about.
I know that, Justin.
He's talking about the price.
I know that. I know that. So when we give you that average PE over the years, a low and high, and we look at next year's earnings, we can look at it and say, well, that price should fall within this range because that's what it did before. That's pretty much a simplistic way we do it.
And some stocks, they tend to, over a certain period of time, they trade between a certain range. You know, they're range bound. Some are in a strong trend upwards. Some are in a strong trend downwards. Some trade, you know, kind of in a range and are neutral. And, you know, that's what we talk about when in a range. But what should it trade at? You know, like Steve said, that depends on, you know, where earnings are, where, you know, what the valuation is, and maybe it's overvalued, maybe it's undervalued, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into where a stock should trade.
Yeah, it's not just it takes some experience to say, okay, this is where we think it should trade.
Yeah, and just because it's trading in a range doesn't mean it should trade in that range.
No.
You know, it could be overvalued or undervalued while it's in that range. And stocks can stay overvalued and undervalued for a long period of time.
Yes, they can. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. We had a Twitter question, they wanted to talk about this question. Is GoPro a buy? GoPro.
Well, the actual question was, is GoPro still a buy?
Oh, that's right. They said still.
I don't know if it was ever a buy.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it was ever a buy in our minds. Yeah. This is a fairly new ETF, everybody.
It's not an ETF.
I'm sorry. A new issue. Fairly new issue. I think it's still pretty much way overvalued.
Yeah, they're trying to value this as a media company.
And it's really not.
It's because, you know, everyone knows what GoPro does. They make the cameras where you can take video of action, you know, mountable cameras where you can take good action video from a first-person point of view. And they're trying to say, well, they're going to create a GoPro channel. I just don't know if that's a viable thing. I think they're just a gadget maker.
Yeah, and maybe we'll pick it up a little bit more. I have some more information after the break. We're coming up on the last segment. Give us a call, 888-99-CHART.
Thanks for being a podcast subscriber. And even though you listen after our daily production time, you can still be part of the discussion. Your questions and comments set the tone and the topics, so please participate. Just call 888-99-CHART anytime. And if you'd like to talk live to Steve and Justin, just make that call between 4 and 5 p.m. Pacific time. This is InvestTalk. You probably won't be able to achieve every financial goal you've ever dreamed of, so identify your goals clearly and why they matter to you and set your priorities. Talk to Steve about it. 888-99-CHART. This is InvestTalk.
888-992-4278. That's the number to reach us. We'd love to talk to you. Now, in the last month, all for the month of September, the dollar got stronger. Got stronger, 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 and that put gold pressure on gold downward. But why, who is that going to help and who's that going to hurt? Do you think it'll hurt our economy? Well, it might a little bit, but who's it really going to help? And that's what I want to talk about. I think this is going to help greatly Europe. Now, why do I say, why would a strong dollar help Europe? Remember, Europe is pretty much in recession, you know, the EU. Germany, I don't think, is in recession, but their growth has slowed way down. A weak dollar would help greatly their exports to us. And this takes pressure on some degree off of the European Central Bank and the EU. Overall, this takes pressure off of them because some pressure, not a lot, but some, because they're in trouble. I mean, Draghi, the ECB bank president, did his own form of QE, which really wasn't QE. They talked like it was, but it wasn't. And that's not going to help them very much. At least I don't think so. I don't know about you, Justin. I don't think it's going to help them much. But a stronger dollar will probably help them more.
Yeah, or a weaker euro.
Yes. Yeah, in relationship.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Because their products will become more competitive. But the problem why I don't think, like you said, their QE is going to help is because there's not a lot of demand for bonds over in Europe or demand for borrowing. You know, it's less to do with liquidity, and lower rates are super low in Europe.
Yeah,
and people are still not borrowing.
And remember, it's going into recession. Borrowing is not something you want to do necessarily.
Yeah. See, I think this is one of the biggest problems with Keynesian economics. You know, Keynesian economics is always, you know, you lower interest rates, you get people, it's cheaper to borrow, and people start to borrow, and that creates economic activity, and things get better, right? Well, what happens when rates are as low as they can go, and nobody wants to borrow?
Still don't want to.
Still don't want to borrow. So what do you do? It's like pushing on a string.
Yeah.
You know.
And also one of the other points here about a stronger dollar, weaker euro, is they want to import inflation. They really want inflation, and that will do that because remember our stuff we export to them will cost them more, pushing inflation up. Their exports to us will cost us less, and therefore we will buy more.
Exactly.
See? Let's answer one more question before we're done for the hour. 888-99-CHART is how to reach us. You can do it anytime.
Hi, this is Cameron from Redondo Beach. I listen to the show on podcast through iTunes. My question was regarding Herbalife Limited stock. It is symbol HB as in boy, L as in Larry, and wanted to know what you thought the valuation on that was. And then I also wondered if you wouldn't mind using that as an example of how to calculate the value. I've listened to a couple of the examples on your show before, but just wanted to be able to see if you could step me through a live stock that you could help me understand how to do that calculation so that I can do it in front of myself as well and see if I can come up with the same answer. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and really enjoy your show.
Herbalife, HLF, that's been in the news a lot the last year or so.
Yeah, I think he said the symbol is HBL, but it's not. It's HLF.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
HLF. It's been in the news because, a famous short seller on the stock. Mm-hmm. And their argument is that they're a multi-level marketing company. Which they are.
Yeah.
Which they feel is the numbers are not right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're fudging their numbers. See, this is one of those companies where you really have to delve deep into the nuts and bolts of their sales and really how much of their sales are to these reps, you know, from the multi-level marketing platform, and how much is actually to the customers.
Yeah, the end user. Yeah.
You know, because eventually you run out of these sales reps to pitch to and sell to.
And I know that the sales reps are forced to buy a certain amount of product. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean they sold them to the ultimate user. So this has been the argument. Now, when you talk about valuations, they're going to make $7.17 next year. They're growing about 15%. So come up with a value, 15% or 15 times $7.17. And that would be a good target price.
$100 a share, maybe.
That's right.
Now it's at 43. So it looks cheap, but like you said, you got to delve deeper.
Yeah. The problems are, what about those sales?
Yeah, this is definitely a complex piece.
Are those real sales?
Yeah.
Before we close for the hour, there are so many reasons to join us on October 4th in San Jose. That's this weekend, this Saturday, 9 to 12, our wealth workshop. The bottom line, it will help you map out your retirement readiness strategy. Sign up at investtalk.com. I'm portfolio manager Steve Peasley with Justin Klein. On behalf of everyone at KPP Financial, we hope you join us again on the next Invest Talk.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.